We have two presentations coming up, colleagues. The first one is the revised planning and urban design concept of the urban design study for the new Central Harbour Fund. May I refer you to paper number 5. And this comes out of the last meeting when some members suggest that Plenty should give a presentation on this subject matter. So today, Plenty has arranged Phyllis Lee, Assistant Director, Special Duty, and Fiona Long, Chief Town Planner, to brief us on this particular subject. Welcome, Phyllis. Welcome, Fiona.
Welcome. Hi, thanks, Chairman and members. This presentation aims to brief members on the revised planning and design concepts for the key sites of the new Central Harbour Fund, as well as the overall revised master layout plan for the whole area. And members may recall that basically for this study, the public engagement has been an integral part of the whole study process, and we have launched two stages of public engagement, and we are very honored to have the inputs of the test group on the urban on the UDS to help in the public engagement, as well as to provide inputs and comments on the study. And then the final planning and design concepts have been suitably revised into account the public views as well as the inputs of the task group. And then Fiona, in the following few minutes, will give you a very brief presentation on the final product of the study.
Just to quickly recap last year, August, this committee endorsed the summary report of the task group of urban design study. And then last year, November, the committee was also briefed on the initiative from the policy address, which include the major recommendation of this urban design study. And indeed, in December, we also present a design concept for Site 1 and 2 in the task group on MMH. And so maybe some of the members in the TGMMH may hear already about our concept for Site 1 and Site 2, so please bear with me for this part. So we'll go into the 8 sites one by one. I will try to keep it short. In terms of use, Site 1 and Site 2, we have changed the design concept for hotel and office development to a civic look and a mixed-use scene, mainly for use as exhibition gallery, theater, civic community, retail, dining, and entertainment uses. So there will no longer be any commercial uses in Site 1 and 2. And in terms of the dwelling intensity, the commercial GFA will amount to 19,000 square meter, with 3,000 something square GFA for the GIC users. In terms of the height profile, these will all be low-rise building. For Site 1, it will cap into 25 MPD in two small blocks. For Site 2, the building height will be capped at 60 MPD. It will be in the form of an iconic building. We are also proposing to have an extensive landscape deck connecting the CBD to the waterfront. On it, it will be a 1.7 hectare public open space at the level of 14 MPD, covering the roads and the GIC zone. So we'll be proposing a very extensive landscape deck decking over all these GIC and roads to make it continuous from the IFC all the way down to the PM 4, 5, and 6. And on the landscape deck, we're also proposing a central plaza for holding special festival events at the harbourfront. We are mindful of the importance of integrating the development with central pier 4 to 6, and on top of the pier, there will be additional commercial floor up to 9,000 square meter of commercial GFA to provide dining, retail, and other waterfront related uses. And here, on this part, it will be designated as public open space for enjoyment by the public as a kind of viewing deck. And all the design for this free pier will be integrated with the design of the Site 1 and 2. And we are also proposing to have landscape enhancement for Central Pier 2 and 3 to make it a comprehensive design for all those central piers. We propose to delete the public transport interchange originally planned at Site 2. The main purpose is to allow more ground floor level open space and street activities. In doing so, we are not saying that we will be nothing for the public transport facilities will be relocated to near the central piers and other areas close to the new central harbour front, only that it will not occupy the ground floor level of site 2. So moving on to site 3, which is a CDA site for retail and office development. Again, we are proposing a landscape plan for it. And in terms of the use, development intensity and building height, it will be split into 5 building blocks, ranging from a building height of 30 MPD to 50 MPD, 40 and 50 MPD, 3 levels. And the GFA will be reduced from 190,000 square meter to 157,000 square meters, which is acceptable by the public for this reduced GFA. For the landscape deck, it will be connected with the landscape deck of site 1 and site 2, and with now refined design, it will be reduced in the build form, and then it will try to enhance the statue square corridor and then enhance the visual permeability of the deck. We are also putting emphasis on enhance the pedestrian access and connection within this site 3 area. We will provide a great crossing, and then there will be open space and retail frontage at the street level to induce more street level activities. This is to take into account the public comment that we should not forgetting about the importance of the street level activities. In terms of design, it will be complementing the design of site 1 and site 2, and then the building heights we have just mentioned now reduced to the medium rise 30 to 50 MPD level. And after consulting the public on the location of the Starfire Clock Tower, we are now proposing that the Starfire Clock Tower should be reconstructed at its original location in Site 3. This is in response to the TGUDS recommendation. And this new clock tower gallery will be located here in this portion, and the design will be integrated with the deck of the whole Site 3, the CDA site. For Site 4, it is designated with water-related commercial and leisure uses. In terms of use, it will be for water-related, in terms of the uses and then development intensity and building height, the build form will maintain the GFA at 70,500 square meter, and then it will be 3 separate two-story blocks for waterfront-related dining and leisure uses. And we propose to have this kind of courtyard design, so this kind of intimated courtyard design with this gardens facing the city hall, and it will help to serve as a buffer, a landscape visual buffer along the road P2. So here we can see that there will be 3 blocks, and then with this courtyard here. For phase 5, originally it is a GIC site. Now we propose to change it to hotel and office uses. This is to compensate for the loss of GFA from the site 1 and site 2, and it will be serve a good purpose that it will form an extension of the Wenchai loft of the extension of the CBD. The development intensity it will be 55,000 square meter, mainly for hotel and office use, and the building height will be capped at 80 MPDs. The site 4 of site 5, which is now occupied the Red Cross headquarters and the Harcourt Road freshwater pumping station, we are proposing to have a medium scale office block, which will provide 21,000 square meters GFA. Site 6, again, it will be for waterfront related commercial and leisure uses. The design concept will be from marine theme. Again, it's in response to the public's comment that they would prefer to have this marine theme along this part of the harbor. We will also build in a Q9 boulevard to make good use of road D11. So as shown in this cross section, part of the road will serve as its road function, but in the center part, it turned into a wide pedestrian promenade for street activities. And along this road D11, there will be a great crossing. And we are planning to have an integrated pedestrian walkway system for sites 5 and 6 to connect them to connect the public from the hinterland to the riverfront through the open space, through this rail network, and through the Hong Kong Academy for Performing Art Extension, as well as the Hong Kong Visual Art Education Center, as shown in this diagram. The color yellow part is the landscape deck, as well as the elevated pedestrian footbridge link. On those red dots are those connections at grade for pedestrian crossing at the grade level. For Site 7, it will be for waterfront promenade. It will be a 2-kilometer continuous waterfront promenade with 11 hectares of harborside public open space. To enhance its vibrancy, there will be attraction nets, including plazas, wind platform, and then we're also proposing to have a festival dining area, north of Area 4, which is shown in this small white box here in this park. Part of the waterfront promenade will be used for the PLA booth, but we'll try to have an integrated design with the PLA booth and to make it part of the design of the public open space. And indeed, when the site is not used by PLA, it will be open for public enjoyment. So it will look as if it is restricted and closed, but it will be part of the open space in our design. Also, there are other utility structures along the waterfront, including the underground pump houses, the electricity supply buildings, and the wind shaft. Again, in our design, we will try to integrate all these various utility buildings to form part of the design, and so it will be outlined out in our design. And we will have improved our harborfront connectivity by providing a cycle track for recreation and leisure users, and we also have reserved a link for the environmental friendly transport modes, but it will be subject to detailed assessment and design on what kind of transport mode we will be adopting. For Site 8, we have decided to reassemble the Queen's Pier by the harbour, so it will be located in this park, and then in front of it will be a ferry plaza to go with it. And also we will refurbish the exterior design of Central Pier 9 and 10 to make it an integrated whole for this park. And for the original location of the Queen's Pier, we will propose to have memorial elements added, say for example in terms of paving and landscape design, to commemorate its original location of the Queen's Pier. So here are the parameters set out for the exercise. I do not intend to go into it. It's attached to the paper. And translating all those planning and design concepts into the master layout plan, so we can see that here in Site 1 and Site 2 we have the landscape deck connecting IFC 2 all the way to the 3 piers. And then in terms of Site 3, we will have 5 blocks of building and then the grid connection all the way to the ferries, to the piers. And here Site 4, the courtyard design concept, and Site 5, this hotel and office building, Site 6, the marine theme waterfront related uses, and Site 7 is our planning for the waterfront promenade. And then here is the Site 8, the cruise pier, and to go with the Pier 9 and 10. So basically it's a recap of all those proposals for the new Central Harbourfront. Thank you.
Thank you. You could provide your feedback now, or you could, as an advisor to Carol, you could always email her the plan D, you know, in due course. May I start off by inviting Greg, as the chairman or former chairman of the task group, to share with us how you look at this revised design.
Task group 個 recommendation 大家都好清楚啦，咁即係其實最大嘅即係有幾點係接受咗我哋嘅建議，咁最大嘅轉即係有啲即係黃碼頭，咁就我哋 我相信個 task group 都有好多個會委員都會有失望的感覺啦。但係呢個過去咗，我哋其實睇翻一號地一路地咧，嗰個做法咧，即係而家嘅規劃住嘅建議嘅做法咧，我就覺得即係喺一號二號地啊，一個好重要嘅地方咧，就係嗰個 deck 個 design。因為我哋亦都唔希望有一個好大嘅一大嚿嘅石屎嘅 deck 咧，因為嗰個面積係好大嘅嗰幅地，即係國金二期嗰個前面嗰幅地係好大嘅。即係如果嗰個 deck 嘅設計咧，係將來啊係變咗一嚿有14米高啊，我記得好似係14米高，就俾一塊大嘅建築物龐然大物咧，而唔喺嗰個。設計方面再有啲心思啊，令到佢break up 一啲啊，或者有啲即係喺設計上面考慮一下咧，我就擔心嗰個大嘅面積咁大塊嘅，即係嗰塊 slab 我諗好啦嘛，10萬尺嘅，即係幾塊一齊，咁嗰個咧，我覺得應該係有一個細緻一啲嘅考慮，但我明白而家只不過係一個諗法係咁啦，同埋將來亦都係有所謂。PPP 出嚟，咁當然個 PPP 咧就剛才局長都講過，就希望用一啲剛才用翻佢自己嘅字眼啦，唔係我用嘅字眼，就即係政府官員冇咁靈活嘅，我記得呢個字眼都係一個 inviting 嘅，就不如話睇下出面啲private sector 咧會唔會有啲即係有更加有 creative 嘅諗法，就做到嗰、那個。一個 site one and two 嘅 deck 咧，係會唔會有個感覺係一塊大嘅石屎大嘅 building 咁？咁其他嗰啲部分咧，即係我就覺得另外一邊咧就一東一西。西邊咧就我都係俾咗意見啦，但係東邊咧我就覺得嗰個可能仲要落一啲功夫嘅，因為我哋大家都了解到啦，唔係就咁擺兩棟 building 喺嗰個中信大廈嘅前面呢，就即係跟返以前嗰個規劃，我知道規劃處嘅目的解一定就以前呢個 GIC 呢係80MPD 高，咁而家80MPD 高啦，以前呢係5萬個square meter 嘅，而家5萬個square meter， 但我覺得嗰兩棟樓呢嘅設計呢亦都係要一直都有個考慮，因為你本身呢佢係同嗰個立法會大樓啊，同埋嗰個政府大樓個門常開咧，其實係好接近嘅。大家係有一個即係嗰個設計方面咧，有一個所謂 compatibility 嘅 issue， 即係唔可以太高啊，或者唔可以太遮佢啊，或者唔可以太過唔同個花個外貌，咁有個連接性喺度。咁但係我哋其實仲有一個。好大嘅，即係個話個 task group 咧，好大嘅 concern 咧，就係話我哋其實點解要將嗰啲呢啲 GFA 建議搬過嚟喺由東邊西分西 two 搬去西 five 啊咁樣，就其實唔一定話搬曬去西 five， 其實你可以又擺只喺西，即係再東一啲嘅地方。其實我哋個目的就係因為所謂個 CBD 東移。就希望即係隨著嗰個 CGO office 嘅起咗出嚟啦，就希望喺 CGO 個 office 嗰度咧，一路去到即係嗰三棟政府嘅即係目前嗰個稅務大樓嗰啲咁嘅將來嘅改建啊，同埋呢個告士打道嘅南邊嘅建築物啊，咁即係呢個整個一個區域咧，即係嗰個連接性啊。嗰、那個所謂walking experience， 即係喺嗰一區咧，嗰、那個考慮咧，都係我哋其實嘅諗當時嘅一個好多討論同埋大家好關心嘅一件事。咁我都了解，而家就係一個一個好 broad brush 嘅規劃，但係我就希望 even 而家嚟講咧。似乎仲係未，我自己就未體會得到咧嗰個我哋要求嗰個感覺，即係話告士打道南邊政府嗰三棟目前嘅寫字樓西 five 西 six 即係嗰、那個嗰、那個嗰、那個區嗰成、那個整個區嗰個連接性，有一啲咩特別嘅做法啊，有咩特別嘅設計啊，咁就仲未體會得到。咁所以我覺得即係可能仲我自己希望咧就係會即係仲有一個 further enhancement， 即係再做深一步嘅深化一啲。或者再可能會再擺一啲功夫落去。
Thank you. Any other views from members? Huh? Please.
Chairman, quite a number of views on the issue. Probably a general view first that we're very disappointed to see that there is a stubborn holding on to the existing OZP in terms of the site layouts, despite everybody asking continuously to break up site 4 and site 7 and to have a more interactive layout there. There's been no attempt to do that, but we have a makeshift solution with some kiosks to provide some food outlets closer to the waterfront. That seems to be somewhat unfortunate, and it's unclear to us why. And maybe that's a question that could be answered, is why are we holding on at all costs, irrespective of any planning gain we could have, to the existing OZP? So that would be a first issue. A second general issue is on transport. But it appears to us that, again, it's unclear to us how people will communicate between the Convention Exhibition Centre and the Airport Express Station. It appears to us that the only way to communicate between the properties there would be by taking road transport. And if we want to find, if it goes against all efforts we're making to manage traffic demand, it appears to us that the communication between that area is not resolved. And the communication then all the way from Pier 1 to the Convention Exhibition Centre has not been resolved, other than that people have to take road transport, which then leads to more road, wider roads, and therefore these big roads that we're trying to get rid of, and it seems to be that it's not resolved. So the question is, is the tram reserve, has that been lost? There was a tram reserve. Has that been lost? Has that been protected, or is it no longer protected, and therefore it can never be achieved again, that we have some mechanized form of public transport, frankly, rather than a rubber tire, Disneyland, little wheelie thing between Pier 10 and the marina, which basically goes from nowhere to nowhere. There are no commuters that will want to go between Pier 10 and Side A20. There seems to be absolutely no demand other than a few kids that may well go on a rubber-wheeled the transports, but the real transport demand is of course between Pier 1 and the Airport Express and the Convention Exhibition Centre, and possibly with a stop at the Tamar area, but that seems to be not catered for. So how will that be addressed? Could we get an explanation on the ventilation shaft and the conflict between the ventilation shaft and the deck at Site 1? I don't see a picture here, but if you put the picture up, then on Side 1, then there is the ventilation shaft, which is, I think, number... Fionn, do we have a picture? B2. Yeah, you can see B2 here. You can see the exit of the ventilation shaft. There's a bit of green there, which appears to be... The air ventilation appears to be right at the deck where we want everybody to be, and also right at the open public space rooftop of the ISC. So there seems to be a conflict between the air ventilation shaft and the tunnel at two very significant public areas that we spend a lot of money, or GFA, on. The site 1, 2, and 3 still appear to have a very large area at ground level which is going to be used for road infrastructure. So basically, the experience that people have at ground level under the Exchange Square will be extended all the way along the waterfront under Site 1 and 2 and under Site 3. So that basically becomes a fairly pleasant, here, that's a good way to see it here, in front of the peers and under Site 3, you can imagine that that becomes basically a no-go zone for pedestrians. I mean, this is an unpleasant area to be, especially when it's decked over, and properties are built above it, and you know, it's going to be a very unpleasant place to be. And as we've made the point before, that as traffic will be moving slow here, and so the integration of pedestrians and traffic is much easier here, but that this decking facility may be required actually at the Convention Exhibition Center site or area, because we've got high speed traffic there. So integration of pedestrians and traffic is not very easy there, and that's where we need the deck, and here we probably need less decks and fewer land reserved for road infrastructure. So although the PTI has been removed, it appears that the total amount of land for road infrastructure has really not been reduced here whatsoever. So we continue to have a real issue with that. The question for Site 3 is the future ownership and development, and how this Site 3 will actually be broken up, or whether this will be one developer. We object to one developer for the entire site. We believe that vibrancy comes with competitive economic environment, comes with multiple ownership, and not one property with one owner. How will this site be broken up for sale? How will this be packaged? How can this be packaged the way it is envisioned here by the... But on Site 4, somewhat confused why the courtyard will be facing the roads and not the harbour. If the most beautiful spaces are going to be the areas between the buildings, why would you not face the harbour, but why would you face the roads? I'm sure that the developer is going to look at this and come up with alternative suggestions, and definitely architects, I'm sure, can do a better job, but it seems to be, if this is going to be prescriptive in terms of shape, then that becomes questionable. Again, we on site, the kiosks on Site 7, do we have to imagine something like the kiosk at Sai Kung Waterfront? Or what is the... And what we know from the LCSD is that they have a real problem in creating this kind of kiosk with outdoor seating chairman. So how do we envisage that? Why are we not breaking up the waterfront space together with Site 4 to create a more to create a PPP model which can work, rather than a PPP model that it cannot work here? Why has this been chosen by the planning department is a question that we would have here. The other sites, Site 8, of course, with the Queenspear, the Queenspear relocation cost has been budgeted for $220 million. However, in a report that we have been told here in this committee, is that the abortive cost of reassembly the Queenspear on the original location is $30 million. So why spend $190 million more putting it on the waterfront when we can put it in the original location with a minor adjustment to P2, and we still object to that decision not to reinstate Queenspear and reinstate Edinburgh Place? So the question is there also of cost. On the waterfront next to Pier 10, we can see a building here which is called A11. And it's called a viewing platform. If we can look at it now in the waterfront, and we see two structures being built right at the waterfront, which are about two stories tall. And it doesn't look to us like a viewing platform. It looks to us that it blocks the view. So why block the view there? Why do we have structures there and block the view of the harbour on the waterfront? A11 seems to be a very misplaced concept for a viewing platform. Why put a viewing platform at A11? The P2 we can see from the various windows in Central is almost completed, but we can't see the pedestrian crossings being built. P2 currently being constructed has almost a continuous center divide. Without the pedestrian crossings are great. So when will this be put in? On P1, there is no pedestrian crossing at grade. close to that roundabout. So how can people connect from Pier 10 to around the site 3 at ground level? If they come from Pier 10 and they want to stay ground level, how can they cross over P1? Those are some of the questions that we have. Then on the site at the Convention Exhibition Center, what is that called? Site 7 and 6 and 7. 6 and 7, 5 and 6. It's really again there that's where we have the high speed roads, which goes, those are the people that go directly high speed into the entrance to the tunnel and coming out of the tunnel. So the pedestrian crossings here, this environment is a very unpleasant environment. All the roads here that we see are going to be high speed. And this is where we really need that deck with properties on top. So why can't we have a deck with properties on top here to separate pedestrians from high speed traffic? And why do we need to have it in central where we have low speed traffic, where we could have pedestrians mixed with traffic? Thank you.
I'm not sure whether we have other comment. It's a very, important subject. I'm sure probably the other points. Now, as I said earlier, we could voice your comment at this point, or you could maybe send your comments by email to Alice. Perhaps Secretariat could put together all these comments and feedback to Plan B after the meeting. That's possible too. Ma'am?
Thank you, Chairman. I shared lots of the concerns by Greg and Paul, and also I would like to know the status of the current plan and what will be the next step with this revised master layout plan.
Okay, if there are no other points, could I ask the plenty colleagues to see whether they could somebody respond to the comments, please?
Okay, I think for the benefit of members, maybe I can I'll answer the questions in English, right? If not, maybe I can go along side by side, okay? For site one, concern has been raised on the deck. Actually, the deck is required to provide continuous connectivity from the core of the CBD to the waterfront. And members will appreciate that basically, for a pedestrian, it has to cross a number of major roads. That is the Central One Track Bypass, the P2, the P1, as well as a number of ground level public transport facilities around the ferry pier. So the deck will be a quite an optimum solution to address the pedestrian and also the vehicle conflict. In the course of the urban design studies, we have looked at the optimal size of the deck, taking a balance between the pedestrian circulation as well as the connectivity. Also, in the course of the study, we have also undertaken air ventilation assessment by using wind tunnel shears to make sure that the environment underneath the deck will be a desirable condition for the pedestrians. And this deck will be a landscape deck, and also it will be big enough for holding harbourfront events. So basically, it will be a landscape deck as well as a kind of harbourfront plaza to celebrate the harbour. After all, it will also be subject to detailed design so as to address the concerns that like the environmental condition of the ground level as well as the landscape design and also the aesthetic aspect of the development. For this pilot waterfront, underneath the deck there will also be a grade crossing because there will also be some taxi lay-by, bus lay-by, as well as drop-off facilities to serve the ferry piers. For Site 3, just now Paul asked about the grade crossing. There will be a number of grade crossing along the whole length of Road P2. Today we cannot show you the pedestrian network plan. And actually in the past we have shown the pedestrian network plan. There will be at least four grade crossing along the road P2, in addition to the landscape deck across the terminal development, as well as the other major sites, say like Site 3, as well as the footbridges. And then for Site 4, the courtyard spaces, this is in response to some of the suggestions raised during the public engagement process. And by breaking up these this site into smaller parcels, as well as incorporating courtyard spaces, there will be a more intimate and more human scale environment. As to whether the spaces should be fronting the harbourfront or to the city hall, according to our urban design consultant, it's deliberately fronting the city hall so as to provide a green environment for the views from the city hall. And of course, this will be subject to detailed design because this will be subject to detailed design by the implementation agent. And this is currently the best design that the consultant can contemplate to respond to the aspiration of the consultation. And then as to the fresco dining area issue. I have to explain that basically we cannot put fresco dining or other eating places right along the waterfront, because as you can see from this diagram, there will be a continuous EVA all along the waterfront, and also there will be a lot of utility structures reprovisioned to serve the say like cooling station and then the ESP etc. to serve the more inland users. So the better option is to put the fresco dining facilities further back from the direct water frontage, and these sort of refreshment kiosks or outdoor dining facilities design will be subject to the overall comprehensive consideration for the waterfront promenade. At this point in time, because the implementation mechanism for the waterfront has not been settled yet, so there may be other innovative mechanism to carry forward the sort of fresco dining area so as to activate and to make the waterfront more vibrant. As far as the Site 5 is concerned, we share Greg's concern that basically this is right next to the future terminal development, that is the central government of a CGC complex. Right now, the high block of the new electrical complex will reach about 78 MPD. So we have chosen a maximum building height of about 80 MPD so as to complement the CGC complex. And in terms of this position, there will be further planning brief to guide the disposition of this office and hotel development on the site, so that the main point is not to undermine the permanence of the CTC complex and also to maintain open view for the general public at the waterfront. This will be subject to further planning brief preparation. As far as the integrated pedestrian walkway system is concerned, we have carried forward the task group's concern that basically this should not be just walkway for pedestrian circulation, but also to enhance the pedestrian experience, so that we will try to incorporate other activities along the walkway. And this sort of walkway system will be a combination of upgrade as well as elevated walkway. The key, also, just now Fiona has mentioned this sort of design is based on something similar to La Ramblas in Barcelona, so that this area will be designed as a theme under the leisure and also a cultural and arts precinct, because we will have the Hong Kong APA extension here, as well as the additional facilities of the Hong Kong Arts Center. And then we propose that we should encourage more upgrade art display and also other outdoor arts facilities, so that that can take place at the open space here, at the fresh open space here, as well as in the road D11 central present here. Paul asked why we didn't put a landscape there around here. I think this has been debated a lot in the course of the task group on the TTUDS. And our response is basically the stretch of waterfront here is extremely constrained because it's very narrow. At the same time, we have to put in some structures and the waterfront related uses here. For any large step, it will require ground level landing on both sides of the road, and then because of the rise of level, it will create a kind of a blocking effect on the open view of the harbourfront. That's why we resort to the alternative of the landscape deck here, and also for bridge as well as the at grade crossing. And then the transport department has confirmed that the pedestrian connections here would be adequate. But in any case, the whole pedestrian walkway system will be implemented by a number of agents. For example, transport department will plan this sort of a continuous walkway system from the Wan Chai government office to connect with the Tamer, and then the different developers will be responsible for different parts of the footbridge, and also the government works will cover the upgrade crossing. So that will be also be certainly integration and more further refinement will be required to make the area truly active. I think for the site 7, Paul also raised the question about the east-west connectivity. Right now, we would rely on the for pedestrian traveling from east to west. There will be a walkway incorporated into the waterfront promenade, and also there will be the environmentally friendly transport. We have considered the tram connection during the course of study, and transport department is of the view that basically for tram, we will have an interface problem with the north-south connection, especially at the road junction. And then I think recently we have also have some initial dialogue with the tramway company, and then they said that basically for any extension of the tram to the waterfront, it will need to carry forward the existing system, which will have electricity and also wire and the overhead. So that may not be compatible with the new waterfront static, but that will be subject to further consideration. For the question raised by Ni Kang, I think we have revised the planning design concept to take on board the views from the public as well as the task group as annexed to the paper. And our next step is to prepare more detailed planning design briefs so that the concept can be carried forward. As far as the OEVAP is concerned, the OEVAP is not strict jacket, but we would stress that basically it is a very broad range of zoning, and then for planning and development control purpose. And right now the proposals as proposed here can actually be achieved within the OEVAP framework. Although for example, proposals like those for Site 5 would need rezoning to carry forward the commercial use proposal. And I think one very small supplement on the Site 5, we're not just stressing the connectivity, that is the physical connectivity. We believe that with the completion of the terminal development and also the market impetus for expanding the CBD eastward, the area will become more vibrant, and then that Site 5 will help to play a role in extending the CBD to the furthest east. Thank you, Chairman.
Sure. Okay. We have. I should advise you that we have two more presentations on the agenda as per Paul's request. So we have to manage our time accordingly. Greg, please.
主席，我覺得有啲即係有一建議俾。俾規劃處關於西塊嗰度嘅，因為當時我哋考慮過你個建議咧嘅用嘅字眼咧，其實係好小心斟酌咗落去，即係 即係我哋話西温西 two 嗰個 GFA 咧，係可以擺咗喺其他啲西度，例如西花咁樣。即係其實咧嗰個彈性喺處，你就唔係話一定要你減咗50,000個 square meter 嘅 GFA 西温西 two 就一定要全部擺曬西花，即係個 recommendation 係包含咗個意思喺處咧。咁所以其實如果而家西 five 咧嗰個 hotel 既然可能會即係太大啊，或者就阻可能會影響個 GCC 咯，咁可以考慮咧就唔擺50,000尺喺西 five， 不如你擺40,000啊、41,000啊、42,000啊，咁你其他有亦剩低落嚟嗰幾千個 square meter 或者10,000個 square meter 咧，你就可以將佢擺咗喺西 six 啊西。即係西式或者個後面嗰啲地方，咁變咗一方面咧，你嗰啲所謂咩拿 number 嗰啲咁嘅嘢，拿 number 啲，咁你側邊都要有 shop 噶嘛，拿 number 側邊都有 shop 噶，我行到腳都跛，嗰個 shop 到我老婆買 shop 到個窮，即係你即係喺度咁都可以有啲 low rise 啊，或者有就算甚至乎喺嗰啲 deck 上邊側邊都可以有啲 shop， 好似即係費洛倫斯嗰啲咁樣嗰啲橋咁側邊都有 shops， 即係你嗰啲係需要 GFA 嘅，咁所以你嗰個西 five 咧唔係一個 fix 話一定要攞曬西 one 西 two 啲 GFA， 你可以擺一啲 GFA 咧就去咗東邊嗰邊，咁你嗰個 vibrancy 啊，你嗰啲咁嘅即係 shopping 咧就可以去埋嗰邊，或者 art 啊 display 可以去埋嗰度嗰邊有啲 GFA， 咁你咪唔使即係有個。即係又或者同咁嘅大嘢去擋曬你，亦都喺等你一路行去行翻去告示打道嗰邊嘅時候咧，側邊咧有嗰啲即係有啲 GFA 可以俾你運用咯。
天明靚婆，
啊，多謝主席。係有兩點想睇一齊嘅，第一就係如果我睇翻成個圖咧，就係、是、你睇翻係這個圖六呢同埋或者是圖六嗰度呢，其實我哋睇返係沿住呢、這個P2 路呢有好多係抽風大樓同埋抽風建築。其實呢啲嘢呢係可唔可以，如果有機會嘅話，可唔可以考慮同埋啲現成嘅樓一齊合結埋一齊，唔需要整到咁多一嚿一嚿嘅建築物喺度。咁呢樣其實即係一樣嘢，第二樣嘢其實我哋睇翻喺圖十二嗰度咧，我哋睇翻係呢個第四區同埋第七區嗰度咧，就我哋睇到好多唔同層次嘅顏色嘅個綠色嘅。其實呢啲綠色咧，有幾多我哋預咗係俾人行落去，有幾多我哋唔可以用到嘅。但係功能上有一個好大分別。咁其實呢樣嘢喺而家嗰個 design 嗰度咧。我哋係咪已經考慮到？呢個係我哋仲未考慮到嘅，呢個純粹一個靚公仔紙俾呢個俾大家睇下啫，咁樣想澄清一下，唔該。
How could you try to make it concise, please?
Chairman, I fully agree that this meeting about this agenda item should have taken place in a task group on the urban on the central design study, and that would have been more appropriate than today. But it takes place today, and therefore we have unfortunately some questions that have been outstanding.Site D11, maybe still have an explanation why we need a viewing platform blocking the view.
Okay, Shelley, please.
Okay, I think our first question to answer in English first. That one, relates to the post question. That one is actually a pumping station underground, right?And then we try to screen this underground by building a mound and then making it a vantage point. And this is one of the ways that we try to soften the visual effects of those utility structures.
But there's a two-story high building right now built on the waterfront, Chairman. I mean, it's not underground and it's not a viewing platform then. It's a big building. You can see it today.
Some of them will be demolished, but then I think the principle is that there are a lot of these sort of pumping station, pumping houses along the waterfront, and not only in this location, and also to the east of the PLB berth, right? So one of the our headache is to just how to try to integrate this pumping structures and the van shaft into the future waterfront promenade. I think later on the CEDD will present this design
of these utility structures to the harbourfront, I think the future harbourfront commission or related subcommittee.
關於西花，我少少補充，我同意西花，其實我們不是將所有不見到的GFO打翻去西花，但基本上西花本身，即是地方其實本身有翻1.16個公頃，如果我們現在地積比是只去到大約5倍左右，那跟周邊的現在的現有商業發展，其實都是協調的，不過我們會再去看怎樣可以在我設計方面是 盡量減低那個，即是對於那個海濱那個遮擋啊，同埋一啲怎樣去融合隔離的環境。至於Kim問那個關於不同的綠色，有幾個地方真的可以俾人享用，其實這個不同的綠色主要是因為我們記得我們諮詢的時候，大部分人都希望是一個叫海濱公園，是叫 Urban Green 那個 concept， 都市綠洲的概念，所以就在設計的時候用了不同的 綠化地帶，譬如好似深色一啲咧，有啲係好似一啲叫做 urban forest 一個都市園林嘅啦，咁但係有啲比較係有啲係另外都有好大嘅訴求咧，係想有啲即係可以即係大家可以好無拘束咁樣用一啲草地嘅，咁所以咧就係我哋詳細個各種唔同嘅綠化帶都喺嗰個圖片裏邊咧出嚟啦，咁希望係可以用一個唔同嘅色帶都可以營造翻個整體一個都市綠洲嗰個
那個主題。仲有秋風大樓嗰樣嘢，可唔可以有個 integrated 嘅 design？
如果喺海濱嗰度咧，我哋即係儘量嗰啲所有同即係嗰啲賓房啊，或者一啲電力樓啊呢類咧，係儘量可以係希望係有一個即係完整嘅同埋一個設計啦。咁但係沿住 P 2嗰度咧，可能大家會見到係嗰個係應該係B8嗰個啦。咁呢啲。 呢啲大學咧一部分咧就係未起嘅，咁但係會係將來嗰個即係嗰個機設嗰個隨住嗰個機設嗰個掉頭處嗰個起實先需要有嘅。咁呢個將來嗰個外觀設計咧，我哋係亦都係會要求佢係能夠融合翻即係隔離西四同埋個整體個海濱公園嗰個設計嘅。
仲有B2嗰啲咁啊點啊？B2嗰啲好大嚿喎。
B2咧，其實嗰係綜合灣仔繞道嗰個通風大樓嚟嘅，咁係呢個基本上響個係工程嘅一部分啦。但係我亦都知道目前嚟講，有附近嘅developer 咧，亦都係希望呢個可以譬如可唔可以移位啊咁樣，呢個係喺度探討緊嘅。
Okay, in the interest of time, why don't we just, move on. That is, Phyllis to my Fiona. That is,
Okay, thank you.